Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. There's some new music this morning. You want to check it out?
Oh, yes. Of course I do.
Benson Boone with a new song.
Benny.
This he does call himself Benny.
Yeah, we just noticed that in his new song that just played, the Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
Yeah.
Bill was like, he does call himself Benny in this song.
I would have thought there was no way that he would call himself Benny, but he absolutely does.
See? I'm just ahead of the game on this.
So Benny Boone has a new song. It's called Mama Song. I think that sounds really good.
Yeah.
I do.
Not my jam, but that's okay.
That guy can sing. That sounds like it's another hit to me.
He definitely can sing. I just don't like sad songs, and it sounds sad. It's giving Adele in the background, is it not?
Well, maybe you're not in the mood for it right now.
I never like sad songs, Bill.
But I can objectively look at that and say that. I think that's going to be another hit for him.
His voice is like crazy in that clip, though, I got to say.
MGK has a new song this morning.
Ooh. And
I'm only playing this because he's from here and he's a business owner here. I'm still a little mad at him, but MGK, this is called Cliché. Tell me what you're waiting for. There's MGK.
Okay, so now he's country?
Does it sound country to you?
Oh, yeah. Do you not hear the little twangs in there?
I didn't hear it. I'd have to re-listen to that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely giving like the pop country crossover that we've had the last couple years.
Have we heard the song of the summer yet?
I don't know, man.
Is it too early? It might be too early.
No, I don't think so, because by this time last year, we already had Espresso. We already had Good Luck, Babe. Like, we already had Shaboozy, a bar song. We had a lot of these, like, Song of the Summers from last year.
Shaboozy was my pick for Song of the Summer.
And that was kind of a slow burn.
Yes, it absolutely was. I made that prediction, like, April, May of last year. And then the song really didn't take off until almost the fall.
It was like October by the time it took off.
It should have been the song of the summer, but nobody discovered it until months later. Yeah, if you hear the song of the summer, let me know, because I'd love to hear it.
Or whatever you think the song of the summer is. If we're missing it, send it our way.
Yeah, I don't think it's here yet. Okay, this morning, good vibes. We're going to continue to brag about your grad this morning. Red Flag Friday is coming up, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It is a jam-packed Friday show. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. The Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Brunswick to talk to Rochelle. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to brag about your grad?
I sure do.
Please do it.
So my daughter's name is Ruthie. She's graduating from Brunswick High School, and she also graduated from the Medina County Career Center in Allied Health with honors. She's been working as an FTNA for over a year, and she's going to be a nurse. She's gone through so much in her school career. She lost her dad 5 years ago.
Oh.
And because of that, she's taking wonderful care of her residents at her nursing home, and the kid is just awesome. And she's done a good job, and she's overcome so much to be where she is, and I'm going to be prouder of her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow.
When is high school graduation?
The Career Center was last night, so we all got soaked during that.
Oh.
And then Brunswick has moved theirs to Saturday. It was supposed to be tonight, so we're hoping to not get wet then, too.
And where's that one at?
It's in the football stadium also, so outside also.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So hopefully the rain stays away, otherwise dodging raindrops.
Oh, yeah. Last night was brutal. It was a little more than a little wet.
Will Ruthie be paying tribute to her dad during the graduation ceremony?
So we had a necklace made with some of his ashes, and she wore that last night, and she'll be wearing that on Saturday also.
Was that like a graduation gift for her?
No, it's something we had made after he passed, and it's my girls and I wear it to any special event.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my best friend lost her dad a few years back, and she has one as well, and she wears it all the time, and it's so pretty.
Yeah, it's something that's very special and keeps him near and literally right over her heart.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know he's immensely proud, because I can hear how proud you are.
I am. Ruthie especially, but both my girls have been through so much, and they could have fallen apart, and to graduate with honors, I can't be more proud of her.
And hey, give yourself a pat on the back, too, for everything that they've been through, and they're still graduating with honors. You did something right.
Thank you. Thank you. I was taking pictures of her diploma yesterday, and I told her she'll one day understand that this is as much for the parents as it is for them.
Aww.
But I am proud of her, and she's a good girl. And like I said, she's taking care of people in the nursing home. She wants to be an RN, so, and I see her doing it. So, I mean, she has a level of empathy that she learned through her dad's journey that you can't teach somebody.
Congratulations to Ruthie.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. Brag about your grad on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. So I went out last night.
You did?
I came back downtown. Last night was a 30th anniversary celebration on behalf of our marketing and promotions director, Christy Brown. 30 years in this job.
Yay, Christy!
So if you've ever won anything on Q104, chances are you have corresponded with Christy at some point. And she's been doing this job for 30 years. That is a lot of marketing and promotions and wonderful memories over 30 years.
And so you've known her for
29 of those years.
I was going to say, for almost that entire time.
I was 21 years old when I met her. So,
at the first time around when you were here.
Yes.
Back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s, in 1996. So her surprise anniversary party was last night. And I had the invitation, and I looked at it. And it was supposed to be at Cibrio Privado. That's what it said on there. And so what I figured was, have you ever heard of Cibrio?
I have not, actually.
Okay, so it's a restaurant which is on Euclid. It's
okay.
Across from the theaters.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
In Playhouse Square. And so that's where I assumed that the party would be. And the party started at 6, so I parked downtown in our parking garage, and mm-hmm. I walked over, and it's like 5 till 6. And I don't know what time I'm supposed to get there for a surprise party, but I figured that they're not going to have her show up at 6. That's
right.
So I figure I have some time. And if I would have just walked right into the restaurant, I would have been fine. However.
Oh, no.
And I don't know why I did this. I looked at the invitation and I checked the address and I'm looking at it and it says Cibrio Privado. And it has the address right there. So I clicked on it and I clicked on Apple Maps and I'm like, whoa, 1501 East 14th Street. Oh my God, that's not this location. Apple Maps said it was on 14th Street near Superior.
Oh.
And so I'm like, what's going on? So it's not here? And I'm like, okay, so here's how my logic was going in my head. I was thinking that Cibrio has a private location. They have a second location.
Oh my God.
And it's private, and it's where they have their private parties. And I'm like, it must be there. It must not be at the restaurant.
I've never heard of any restaurant having that, but continue.
So it's like 15. I'm looking at the map. It's like Superior and East 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, all right, I better start walking. And it's raining. And so it's 2 blocks down to Chester and then another 2 blocks to Superior and then over there. And at this point, I've got shin splints.
He's soaking wet.
Soaking wet. And I get down there and I'm like, where is this place? And I see there's like townhouses and I'm walking around and I'm like, I don't see any private Cibrio location.
Because I don't think it exists.
And I'm looking at my maps and I'm like, I'm right here. I'm right by the dot. It should be right here. And it's not there. And I'm like, how did I screw this up?
How did you screw that up?
And I'm thinking,
where were you?
Well, I was in the corner of East 14th and Superior.
Clearly not where you're supposed to be, though.
So I'm like, what do I do? I can't text you because you had a prior engagement last night, so you weren't there. Our boss wasn't there. He had a prior engagement last night.
You can't text Christy because it's a surprise party for Christy.
And I don't know anybody else who's going to the party, and I don't have their phone numbers anyway.
Oh, geez.
I have no idea what to do, so I start walking back towards the restaurant, so up 4 more blocks to get back to Euclid, and I call the restaurant, and I'm like, where are you? Where is this Cibrio Privado? And they're like, it's right next door to the restaurant. And I'm like, what's the address? They're like, 1501 East 14th Street. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand what I did wrong. I guess that I'm at a point now where I trust technology and Apple Maps.
I was
going to
say, you're getting as bad as millennials and Gen Z relying on your GPS a little too hard.
But I allowed the technology to override my gut instinct that the party is right here at the restaurant. I have no idea why I was just...
Did a nice little walking tour around downtown Cleveland in the rain.
Yeah, but I can't explain the feeling. It's like my head says that it's right here.
But my map says it's somewhere else.
And I'm going to trust the map for some reason.
And hey, that's the world we live in.
So I walk into it's like 6:20 at this point, and I walk in and I'm sweaty and I'm soaking wet and I go into the party and like 30 seconds later, Christy walks in. Everybody's like, surprise!
Oh, okay. Well, at least you got there before the surprise.
Before the surprise.
You still made it.
I could have ruined everything.
You really could have ruined it all. But I'm glad you didn't.
Are you surprised at all that I did that and that happened to me? Are you at all surprised?
No.
You're not surprised.
That's on brand.
It's on brand for me, right?
That's very on brand for Bill.
All right, Red Flag Friday is coming up. It is the red flag that you might have noticed in your fresh new relationship that you're concerned about, and so you come to us. That's coming up next, the Q Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday, going into Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's feeling good. We want Jackie to feel good about her current relationship. But something is going on right now. She has noticed a red flag in her relationship, and so she is here to discuss. Jackie in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what is the red flag you have noticed?
Yeah, okay. So me and this guy, we're not a super new relationship. We've been official since, I'd say right before Valentine's Day. But I'm supposed to be meeting his parents for the first time this weekend.
Ooh, big Ooh. Weekend. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? Do you have plans?
It's nothing too crazy. We're just going to, it's a sweet bang birthday dinner for his dad.
Aw.
I know, but here's the thing that's rubbing me the wrong way and why I called you guys. I can't tell if I'm too in my head or what, but he wants me to cover my tattoos to meet his parents. That just struck me. It's like, what?
Cover your tattoos? Do you have a lot of tattoos? How many are we talking?
And where are your tattoos? Is it going to be easy to cover them?
Yeah, are they visible?
Well, okay, I've lost count of how many I have, but a lot of them are small. I have a half sleeve on my right arm, but it's just flowers. And I think personally it's pretty. It's nothing it's not like a sailor arm, you know?
Yeah.
And none of my tattoos are offensive by any means. They're symbols and hearts and moons and stars.
And one swastika. That's it. Just
oh my
one.
Gosh.
It's not like I have a sleeve of swastikas. Just one swastika. And I have one Diddy tattoo.
Oh, no, Bill.
Just his face.
This is why you don't get tattoos, Bill.
All right. So how does this come up in conversation?
Right.
When your boyfriend tells you, hey, I want you to cover up your tattoos when you meet my parents, how do you respond to that? What's your initial reaction?
Well, it definitely, as I said, it bumped me the wrong way. The way it brought up, he was just like, asking me if I knew what I was wearing for dinner. And he asked it super casually. I'm like laughing now because it's so clear what he was doing, but he asked super casually. So I kind of figured he was asking me like what I was wearing so he could try to figure out what he was wearing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I told him I was wearing a sundress. Like that started suggesting other things for me to wear. Like, oh, maybe you should wear a sweater or what about a jean jacket? Like all cold weather clothes. So that's when I asked if he didn't like the sundress, and he said he loved it, but his parents wouldn't love my tattoos.
No. Oh, yeah, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
I would love it, but my parents, I don't know.
On one hand, is it going to be warm enough for a sundress this weekend? Maybe Jackie doesn't want to wear a sundress. I don't know. Maybe she will want to wear long sleeves.
Yeah, this might end up working out, honestly.
However. That doesn't, that kind of just masks the overall issue that we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I think eventually her tattoos are going to be visible to his parents.
Well, and more than that, like, I don't feel great about the guy I'm seeing wanting me to hide myself from his parents. Like, that's the thing that bumped me initially with all this, you know?
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too.
Yeah. I can give him a little bit of credit. I think his head is in the right place. Where he's maybe trying to protect you on the first meeting to his parents, and he wants to make sure that that goes well because he probably really likes you. But at the same time, I kind of think it's a red flag too that he would ask you or in a roundabout way even ask you to cover up your tattoos.
Right.
But we're going to have to think of a way to cover up that snake tattoo that's on her neck though. How are we going to cover that up? You just gonna wear a scarf? What are you gonna do?
My life, yeah.
Where did you get a neck tattoo out of this, Bill?
I don't know, but I need to see pictures of Jackie.
Oh, I'll send them. I can send them to you. Yeah. I think your guy's gonna be like, oh my God, this is not a big deal.
I gotta see your snake tattoo. I gotta see your Diddy tattoo.
Yeah, send us a picture and we'll put it on our Instagram story. DM us at the Q Morning Show.
Yeah, we can do that. You're cool with that, right, Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay, 216-474-0104. Jackie has been dating a guy since Valentine's Day. It's been going well. This is the weekend that she's going to meet the parents. The guy has asked that she cover up this weekend so her tattoos aren't visible to his parents. Is that a red flag? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. All right, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're doing Red Flag Friday. Jackie has been dating a guy for a few months now, and this is the big weekend. She's supposed to meet his parents this weekend, and he has come to her with one request. Would you mind covering up your tattoos?
I just got the picture from Jackie of the bigger tattoo that she has that she was talking about, the floral one.
Yeah.
So I just posted that on our Instagram story if you want to check it out at the Q Morning Show.
Yes, I want to go look here in a second.
I think it's cute.
We should take some calls here. Jordan in Sandusky, good morning. Is this a red flag that he has asked Jackie to cover up the tattoos before she meets the parents this weekend?
As a fellow woman with lots of tattoos, I might add, I feel like he might be embarrassed of her. Why should she have to cover them up? If he's, you know, embarrassed of her, why is he with her to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, where I'm coming from with this is it's not like they're ever going to go away. They're permanent.
And, I mean, nowadays tattoos are not like this bad thing. There are so many people that have them now, even in professional settings. Mm-hmm. It's not something to be ashamed of.
I don't think that he's ashamed of them. He's obviously attracted to her and he's with her. He's aware that she has tattoos. But I think that I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I try to anticipate how my parents are going to react to something.
Well,
And I mean, I could understand if it was something that was more not graphic or something that wasn't, you know, acceptable. But I mean, they're flowers. They're not something crazy. Mm-hmm. And like I said, most people nowadays are more accepting of tattoos than they were before, even the older generations.
Katie in Berea joining us right now. Katie, you think that this guy is just trying to protect his parent or protect Jackie from having his parents make some sort of having a bad first impression?
Yeah, I try and look at it from his point, and I don't necessarily think it's a red flag because he knows his parents better than anybody. And maybe he just wants her to cover them up the first time and only the first time because he's like, oh, man, I don't want them to judge her right off the bat and just be like, oh, I don't like her. Maybe it would be better for the whole situation if she covered them just so they could get to know her for her and not her tattoos.
Okay. So to me, that's the key issue.
That's a really good point that Katie's making.
It is a good point. But is it also
tricky.
Is it also a red flag that he wants to do that? I can understand wanting to do that. But if you're Jackie, are you saying, I don't want to pretend like I'm something else, like I'm a person without tattoos.
Right.
I'm the first time that I meet your parents. And then all of a sudden, you know, this summer.
A couple months later when she's wearing a tank top and they're going to be showing.
Right.
Does it become a thing then?
Exactly.
I think just the first time is okay. I really do. But, you know.
And how do you break it to the parents then? If you have her covered up on the first date, then what do? You go to the Cedar Point Water Park and it's like, maybe, oh, by the way.
Maybe the key is that the parents just need to, like, get to know her. Kind of like what she was saying, like, get to know her for her and get to like her so much that, like, when they do finally see her tattoo, they're like, ah, well, we like you anyways, so whatever, like... Maybe it's just like out of sight, out of mind for the first couple of times.
Yeah, but I still wonder, is that the right way to do it?
I don't know.
216-474-0104. We have to leave it there. If you want to share anything further, please do so. Alex Warren. Still love this song so much. Ordinary, the Q Morning Show.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Ava in Doylestown is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
It is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she will win the game. And if it is a tie, then unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have 5 questions. Are you ready, Ava?
Yep.
What type of German sausage is commonly grilled, especially during Memorial Day weekend and all summer long?
Italian sausage? That's probably not right.
German. It's a type of German sausage.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Question 2. Fill in the blank on this movie line from this blockbuster movie. I'm the blank of the world.
I'm the king of the world.
Question 3. Tom Cruise is back in theaters this weekend with the next Mission Impossible movie. What is the name of Tom's third wife, now ex-wife?
Ooh, I should know this. Man, I can't remember. I'm going to take a guess. Julia?
Question 4. There's a traditional racing event taking place this weekend called the blank 500.
Indy.
Final question. Fill in the blank on this unofficial slogan of a popular Memorial Day beverage. There's no laws when drinking blank.
No laws when drinking. Coors.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. All right, Ava, let's count you up here. I have you down for 2 correct. 2 correct today.
Oh, geez. Not my best. Not my best try, but hey, maybe it might beat Alyssa. You never know.
Ava, what do you have planned this weekend for Memorial Day? Anything good?
We're having the family over, and my brother's coming up from Mississippi from work to celebrate.
Will you be grilling out?
Yep, we'll be grilling at my house, hot dogs, you know.
What else?
Hamburgers.
Okay. Alyssa, meet Ava in Doylestown.
Oh, good morning, Ava.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I hear you talking about hot dogs and hamburgers. You got me hungry already.
Hey, it's good.
All right. So Ava went 2 for 5, Alyssa. You need 2 correct to tie the game, 3 to win today. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
What type of German sausage is commonly grilled, especially during Memorial Day weekend and all summer long?
Hot dogs?
Sorry, looking for bratwurst.
Oh, I thought that that's like what you were going for, but when you said all summer, I'm sorry, I don't throw a bratwurst on the grill.
Ava, I didn't hear you say bratwurst at your house either. You didn't buy any bratwurst?
No, I said Italian sausage, Alyssa, even though he said German.
Hey, at least it's better than hot dogs. I don't even know if hot dogs are a sausage.
they're made of all the extra parts that
it's the parts that we just don't talk about. I don't like to think about what's in hot dogs. I just like to eat them.
Question number two, fill in the blank on this movie line from this blockbuster movie. I'm the blank of the world.
King of the world.
From Titanic. Yes, that is correct. Question three, Tom Cruise is back in theaters this weekend with the next Mission Impossible movie. What is the name of Tom's third wife, now ex-wife?
Is that Nicole Kidman? No.
Sorry, Nicole Kidman is his second wife. Katie Holmes is his third wife.
Why did I think that Katie Holmes was before Nicole Kidman? Huh.
Question number four. Alyssa still needs one of these to tie with two questions left. There's a traditional racing event taking place this weekend called the Blank 500.
Indy 500.
Indy 500 is correct. All right, final question. This will decide if you win the game today. Fill in the blank on this unofficial slogan of a popular Memorial Day beverage. There's no laws when drinking blank.
The claws.
The claws.
Yes.
Is correct.
No laws when you're drinking claws.
For White Claws, which I don't believe is an official slogan from that beverage, but.
No, it really should be, though.
All right, Ava, unfortunately, Alyssa wins today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
That's all right, Alyssa. Hey, you tried today.
Hey, you did good. You were a lot of fun. And that's why we're giving you the 4-pack of tickets to the Great Lakes Science Center anyways.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your family and friends this Memorial Day weekend, Ava.
Thanks, you too.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Okay, it is time to get serious now. The rain is getting out of here. It's Memorial Day weekend. We are kicking off summertime in Cleveland. It's going to be a Guardian summer. We are going to send you to Progressive Field this Tuesday night for the Guardians-Dodgers game. So hang on for that in a second. We are joined right now by our friend Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Relations for your Cleveland Guardians. Welcome back, Curtis.
Great to be here.
So the Guards are coming home on Monday.
Memorial Day. It's hard to believe.
You guys have a special promotion that night.
We do.
It's interesting. I've never heard of this before.
No, it's first of its kind, the Mystery Reliever Jersey Giveaway.
So fun.
The bullpen was such an integral part of our success last year. We wanted to do something fun. So when you come to the ballpark on Monday, you might get Tim Herron. You might get Hunter Gaddis. You might get Cade Smith. You don't know who you're going to get until you open it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
What a great idea.
And we're already at 30,000. Fans, so there's a chance we get a sellout. So make sure if you want to be a part of it, get your tickets and get there early to get a jersey.
I was going to say how many, how many?
Well, I think 20,000.
Okay, first 20,000 ish get a jersey.
Yes.
Get there early.
I wonder if this will be a thing where fans will want to trade with each other.
I'm hoping. It'd be fun to see.
Be a lot of trading going on.
It happened earlier next door. They want to trade.
All right, so Dodgers starting on Monday night. Do we have a long homestand happening here?
Yeah, so Los Angeles comes.
Okay.
So we've got Dodgers for three, and then the LA Angels come in for the weekend. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day game on Wednesday against the Dodgers, expecting big attendance. We've extended the gate time, so 2 hours on Monday, 1.5 hours Tuesday and Wednesday for the big crowds for a weekday game. And then the Angels come in town, and that's when the promotions kick in. So Friday night, you've got fireworks, Dollar Dogs, Free Shirt Friday, $2 beers before first pitch. Saturday, Tanner Bibee City Connect bobblehead, and the First Kids Fun Day on Sunday.
Will this be the first fireworks of of the season?
Yeah.
Woo.
See, we're getting it started.
It's go time.
There.
Yeah.
We're
summer
getting
go time.
And now LA is coming into town. Hopefully they bring the sunshine with them so we can really get into
good.
The summertime.
Yeah. Knock on wood after what we've experienced here, you know, the past 2 weeks. So expecting good weather. We're going to be testing out our new lights. We did it last homestand after a win. We flash them.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll start integrating that after a home run. So be prepared. For those that don't do well with flashing lights, be prepared to close your eyes. So a lot of fun stuff happening at the ballpark.
Awesome. And thanks to Curtis, you can be there on Tuesday night to see the Guards play the Dodgers. Let's do caller 14 right now. Do we have, how many tickets do we have?
Two.
Two tickets. So we have a pair of tickets for Tuesday night's game. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. Curtis, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Thank you for coming in.
Go Guards.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I've already said that.
That's us.
I do that all the time now. I don't know what that is.
Just old age catching up to you.
I need to stop it. I need to figure out why I'm doing that and stop it. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Alyssa and I keep seeing where 3.9 million people are supposed to hit the road and go somewhere this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not us. We're not going anywhere.
Actually, I think it's 39 million.
39?
I think so. Hold on.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, because I just looked this up. AAA projects that 39.4 million people will travel by car over Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Well, does that make more sense?
I mean, that's a lot more people on the road, 39.4 million traveling by car somewhere.
216-474-0104. Is that you? Are you going somewhere this weekend? Where are you going? Because I'd be interested to know. Like, where's your road trip this weekend?
Maybe keeping it local, tri-state area, seeing some fam, or are you taking a trip somewhere?
And there's another question that I wanted to ask as well. Because I've actually been wanting to ask this since I got back from vacation.
Okay.
Because our family drove to Florida and back. And there is an obsession in Florida. And I've also seen it on social media recently. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why it keeps popping up into my feed. But have you ever heard or have you ever stopped at Buc-ee's? And I've only seen them in Florida, but I know that they're in other states as well. I think they're really big in Texas.
Is that the, no, I don't even know what it is, but is the logo like the kind of like chipmunk looking thing with like a hat on?
I believe it's a beaver.
A beaver with a hat on. Okay. I know what you're talking about, but no, I've never stopped there. I don't even know what it is.
I think it is like a supersized convenience store.
Okay.
They have stuff for you to buy. They have a beef jerky wall.
What?
And obviously you can fill up, you can gas there.
Okay.
Someone told me that they have the cleanest bathrooms like ever.
Wow. Okay.
But we saw one in when we stopped in Daytona Beach in Florida. And it was just like, it looked like a madhouse.
Really?
And they had like two lanes to turn left to go into this Buc-ee's, and the cars were like backed up into the regular road.
Wow, it was popping at the Buc-ee's.
Yeah, two lanes just overfilled with cars trying to get into Buc-ee's.
So did you end up stopping?
No, I have no desire to do that. Like
I kind of want to see what all the hype is about. But see, people, like, why everybody's there.
I know. Like, what's the deal with Buc-ee's?
I don't know.
What did I miss? I don't feel like I missed anything.
Maybe you did. I'm sure somebody listening has been to Buc-ee's.
All right, 216-474-0104.
Did Bill mess out?
I'm not going to Buc-ee's. Tell us about Buc-ee's, or just where are you going this Memorial Day weekend? It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Texts are coming in, 216-474-0104. I'm going to Nashville after work.
Woo! It's going to be a party.
Someone texted, we're going to the Taylor Swift Park. I can't wait. What is the Taylor Swift Park?
I don't know, but I want to go. I didn't even know that there was a Taylor. I'm thinking like Dollywood, but for Taylor Swift.
She has a park?
I don't know.
You would think we would have heard about that. Yeah, call us and let us know about your Taylor Swift Park.
Yeah, now I need to go.
Let's see. My wife and I are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary this weekend. We're going to Toledo to celebrate with her parents. That doesn't sound like much of a celebration.
Well, maybe it'll be fun.
Like, that's Jeff from North Royalton. Jeff's got to celebrate his 10-year wedding anniversary with his in-laws in Toledo.
That's how you know he really loves his wife. That's how you know.
And we were also asking about Buc-ee's because I kept hearing and seeing Buc-ee's when I was in Florida. And it looks like, well, to me, it looked like a nightmare.
Because like, it was just super busy, very crowded.
Yeah.
But everybody is raving about Buc-ee's.
Vanessa in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Buc-ee's.
Okay, so I've always said that it's kind of like a combination of a Sheetz and a Walmart, but with like the quirky, joyful flair of a Trader Joe's. Okay,
ooh.
So right.
You should write copy for them.
I know. That's a whole other thing, but they have the best food, like best homemade potato chips, pulled pork sandwiches, brisket sandwiches. I like to get a cup of meat. It's like a cup of smoked turkey with cheese.
Did you say a cup of meat?
Yeah, it's like $5.99.
What a deal, like, though.
It's so good, right. And then I usually spend between $50 and $100 every time I go.
Wow.
And wow. I love to get swag, like their shirts. They're so cute and funny. Like, I got a Christmas shirt there, and it says, I'm the sassy elf. And, like,
I see the shirts everywhere. That's how I knew what the logo was without even ever having been.
Well, it's super, super crazy. And, like, when you walk in, they have a wall of coffee also, FYI, with, like, islands of creamers and syrups and sugar and everything you could possibly want. But, like, they're super efficient. It's like, overstimulating and seems overwhelming at first when you go in. But they're so efficient that, like, everything moves super fast. And actually, they pay really, really high, and they have signs out. And it's like, I took a picture of it because assistant general manager starting at $125,000, a general manager starting at $185,000, like, they pay super well, but they're super strict.
What do you say, Alyssa? You want to just pack it up and head to Florida and try to get jobs at Buc-ee's?
Yeah, I'm on my way. Buc-ee's, are you hiring?
Let's see. We have Drew in Chagrin Falls. Drew, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about
Buc-ee's.
You love Buc-ee's. How many times have you been to Buc-ee's?
Probably a dozen.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she's a big fan.
So when we go to Orlando, we drive an hour and a half to go to Bucky's.
Like, out of the way.
Out of the way.
Yeah, where's the closest one? Is it Daytona Beach? Is that
Daytona.
The closest?
Yeah, there's okay. Daytona, there's St. Augustine. They're from Texas, so they have a big island in the middle of the store where they're chopping up Texas barbecue. Brisket on the board, they're yelling. And it's just so good. There's over, like, usually, I think St. Augustine limited the number of pumps to 125. So there's normally
like gas
more
pumps?
Than that.
Yeah,
yes.
So when you pull
that's
up.
So many gas pumps.
Yeah.
So you never have to wait, though.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why it probably seemed like chaos, though, with that many people. But if they've got it down to a science and it's fast moving, hey, that
they
works.
Do. And the bathrooms are so clean. They even have a pump dispenser in the bathroom with seat cleaner and wipes so you can wipe off your seat.
What?
They thought of everything.
They're living in the year 3000. Bucky's, man. Ahead of the game.
The gas is usually cheaper.
And the gas is cheaper, too?
Yes.
All right,
Bill.
Well,
I'm moving to Florida.
How much did you spend the last time you were at Bucky's? Do you remember?
I only spend about $20, but my kids all spend, you know, like $50.
Because
they have to get shorts or a shirt or... you know, some souvenir, a stuffed Bucky.
I want a stuffed Bucky. You know.
Vanessa and Drew, I am so glad that you love Bucky's, and thank you for telling us about Bucky's. However, it really, like, I'm so happy I didn't stop. Like, it just makes
even after all that, you still aren't feeling the FOMO of not stopping at Bucky's? You're not feeling FOMO over not getting a cup of meat?
Yes, I'm happy that I did not stop for gas and have to pay $150. Like, because I'm sure that's what have happened. I would have filled up for gas, and then my family would have spent $100 in there.
But you would have come out with so many Bucky's treasures.
I am interested in the job offer, though.
Maybe we should take a field trip for the show down to Florida, visit a Bucky's.
Yeah, and then we call the boss and say, yeah, we're going to be working at Bucky's now.
Yeah, we got jobs.
You've got Q104. And of course, you can take us along if you're going on a road trip this weekend.
Especially to Bucky's.
Stream Q104 on the Odyssey app. Our podcasts are on there as well. Michelle in Chagrin Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
You have some good news about Bucky's, is that right?
Yes, you don't even have to go to Florida. As I was just recently told, next summer they're opening one in Huber Heights, which is over in Dayton.
So not this summer, but next summer they're going to have a Bucky's open in Dayton.
Yes.
I'm reading about it right now. I just looked it up. It's going to be the first ever Ohio location. Heck yeah. It was supposed to, I guess, open sometime this year, but it looks like it got pushed back to, you're right, next summer due to unfavorable weather conditions. Dang it, Bucky's. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, Ohio weather. Let's get it together.
Yeah, get it together.
I'm so happy for Dayton. They needed something.
They really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have the Aviation Museum, and now they're going to get a Bucky's.
Right? It's worth the drive.
That'll be the number one attraction.
Needed a reason to stop in Dayton. Someone texted in about the Taylor Swift Park. They say, they continue the text. The Taylor Swift Park is in Tennessee. That's why we're going down there. When Taylor Swift was first starting out, they moved to Hendersonville. So her house is actually across the street from where my sister lives, so we're going down there. So
fun!
That's where the Taylor Swift Park is.
That's like a true Taylor Swift, like, fan tour right there. Going to, like, the old stomping grounds.
Yeah, I guess so.
And all that Taylor Swift rumors happening with the AMAs on Monday. I think it's going to be a big next couple of days for the Swifties.
Have we heard anything else about those rumors about Monday?
I've just seen more speculation, but at this point, I can't even... If I talk about it anymore on air, I just feel like I'm just going to confuse everyone more because I'm confused already.
I hope that something big happens with Taylor Swift at the American Music Awards on Monday because I'm looking at the lineup and I'm not impressed.
I'm not either.
Like, Benson Boone is going to perform, but after that, it's like, I mean, I don't mean to sound like I'm disparaging these artists, but it's Lainey Wilson, it's Blake Shelton, it's Gwen Stefani. It's Janet Jackson. It's Rod Stewart. I'm not trying to throw shade at these artists. I'm just saying it seems like it should be bigger.
Yeah.
With more current artists that have hit songs right now.
Well, especially looking at like the nominations and stuff, it's all new songs. It's songs that are being played on the radio right now. So, I mean, I would hope that like we would see some more of those artists, but I don't know. We'll have to wait till Monday night.
All right. Coming up this morning after 9, your choice of tickets for Kesha or for Halsey. That's on the way after 9 this morning. We're also going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. We have Great Lakes Science Center tickets coming up.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Amy in Brook Park is here. She's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time before Memorial Day weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins the game. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your 5 questions, Amy, here we go. Question 1. Fill in the blank on this movie line from this blockbuster movie. Life is like a box of blank.
Chocolates.
Question 2. What is the name of the long-running medical drama that premiered on ABC in 2005?
Grey's Anatomy.
Question 3. Tom Cruise is back in theaters this weekend with the next Mission Impossible movie. He plays the character Maverick in a different blockbuster film series. Name it.
Top Gun.
Question 4. The name of the reality show that premiered in 1992... about 7 strangers who stop being polite.
The Real World.
Final question. Name the late night TV talk show host who just became a grandfather.
Fallon?
All right, Amy, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Any big plans for Memorial Day weekend, Amy?
I'm probably going to go to the Berea Rib Fest.
Oh, yeah. Always a good time every year.
Yeah, bands, people watching.
Is Boderhead going to play there this year? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's Sunday. I think they're playing Sunday.
I don't even need to look at the schedule. I know that Boderhead always plays the Rib Cook-Off.
Right, they're awesome.
All right, so Alyssa is back in the studio. Alyssa, meet Amy in Brook Park.
Good morning, Amy.
How you doing, Alyssa?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I didn't even tell Amy how well she did. She went 4 for 5 today.
Nice.
So, Alyssa, you got a big challenge here. You need 4 questions correct just to tie and all 5 to outright win. Here we go. Question 1. Fill in the blank on this movie line from this blockbuster movie. Life is like a box of blank.
Chocolates.
Chocolates is correct from Forrest Gump. What is the name of the long-running medical drama that premiered on ABC in 2005?
ER.
Sorry, it was Grey's Anatomy.
Ah.
ER was on NBC. So now that is the only one that you can miss. Question 3. Tom Cruise is back in theaters this weekend with the next Mission Impossible movie. He plays the character Maverick in a different blockbuster film series. Name it.
Top Gun.
Top Gun is correct. The name of the reality show that premiered in 1992 about 7 strangers who stop being polite.
And start getting real. That's The Real World.
The Real World. Final question. Alyssa needs it just to tie Amy this morning on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Name the late night TV talk show host who just became a grandfather.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, my God.
I only know that because I saw it and was like, he feels kind of young to be a grandpa, right?
Right.
Right. I know. I am surprised with myself that I did not mix him up with Jimmy Fallon because I get the Jimmys confused.
Yeah, that's who I said.
Amy's guess was Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's easy to confuse the two.
Well, sometimes I hope that Alyssa doesn't read things, but she reads a lot. Every single morning.
Unfortunately.
So, Amy, sorry. Alyssa wins today. Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, okay.
But listen, have fun this weekend eating the ribs in Berea at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. And very soon, you're going to be at the Great Lakes Science Center because we're going to give you tickets to that.
Oh, nice. Thank you. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.